This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamotu, MPR. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.mpr.nz/donate.
Welcome to Manawatu Conversations, recollections of the past and sometimes opinions about the future. Today we have with us...
Dean Bolton, Jenny Monroe,
Neil Monroe,
and I'm Stuart Brooks.
Jenny, could you tell us more about when you went to London for that original conference?
Well, it was quite an experience for me because I had never been to London before, or as far away as from New Zealand, and I went to this conference. Well, it was really a world meeting to form the World Association of Flower Rangers, and I was representing New Zealand.
Mm, that's quite nice.
They had organised accommodation for me for 2 nights, and then I was on my own. But there were 2 or 3 women who lived fairly near London, and they took me under their wing for a couple of days and took me to gardens and escorted me around to various places. And then I was on my own. But it was an interesting coincidence because one of our daughters had actually gone to England for her big OE, and she had left about... a month before this, but was on a tour, one of those... one of those young people's tours, on a bus tour, around Europe. So she had no idea, of course, that I was going to be in London when she got back from her tour. I was able to send, I think I must have managed to send a card or something to Paris, and I knew they were staying there overnight, and I had her address. And she evidently got to Paris and had this card and nearly died her, or got such a surprise to think her mother would be in London meeting her, which I was. And I'd found accommodation, and when I look back, I don't think it was in a very good part of London, but I didn't know that.
It was probably cheaper.
And it was cheap, and I had a room with 2 beds. Anyway, we overcame that, and so I had accommodation for her. So we had a wonderful time because the ticket I had bought, I had to stay in England for 28 days because it was the cheapest ticket that the society could afford. They paid my fare. And so I didn't mind staying a month. I mean, that was fun, but I had to pay for that myself. But a fortnight after the meeting, they had a big national show in Birmingham. And so they had organised me to get to Birmingham, and I was able to be accommodated with all the hierarchy of the English women. And that was good because I'd got to know them all by this time. And they were very good and looked after me very well. And then I met Penny, and we must have met, I can't remember now where we went, we must have got together again, and we took ourselves up to Scotland for a few days.
Did you hire a car?
No, we went on the night train. And that was an experience too. Never slept on a train before. You know, funny things that happen in your life that people take for granted.
Yeah, well, it saves having a night in a hotel if you travel at night on a train.
Yes, well, it did. It was much cheaper, except, oh my goodness, now this takes me back. I remember waiting for the train, and must have caught the train, and there was a sudden shot, a gunshot, and everyone said, lie down or get down. Oh, we were terrified, and someone had a vendetta over someone else, and they decided to shoot them in the railway station. In the railway station. It was lucky that no one was hurt, really.
And so
we were all ushered into a corner with a policeman. And I said, I'd forgotten that.
So you all missed the train?
No, I think we still got the train. This all happened while we were waiting. Goodness, I haven't thought of that for years. Yes, I wonder if Penny remembers. So, and we had a great time, but we didn't. And then I was sort of, by that time, I was just about due to come home again.
So you travelled a lot with the Floral Art?
Did you go to Australia for demonstrating or judging or something?
Yeah, that was later on, yes. I was invited to go to Australia as president of the Floral Arts Society to do a demonstration in Sydney at one of their meetings. And then that was follow-up 3 years later. I went back to a conference south of Melbourne. Anyway, and that was interesting. We were staying at a university, and I did some lecturing and demonstrating there too.
So, what would a floral art conference be like? I mean, you have speakers, demonstrations.
We usually have a guest speaker who might speak on an aspect of design or art or someone in the visual arts world, and we also have a demonstrator from another country at a conference, and of course we have an annual meeting. And we have sometimes demonstration from some of our top floral artists. We have a dinner, and it's about a 3-day conference.
Now, are there big names in floral art then?
Yes, they've written lots of books. Yes.
Okay. So the big ones would be people who've written books.
People from Europe and England and all written books. In fact, we've had two New Zealanders who have written books too. I've got a library of floral art books upstairs.
Yes. And they each have their own styles or their own techniques for
Well, normally a book comes out pertaining to the styles of that era or what they're interested in. And of course all the books out today are very modern in concept and very interesting. Would you like to get the diary off the bench? And I can show you what I'm talking about, please do.
Floral art started how many years ago? I mean, like 100, 200, 300 years ago? The difference?
The very first ones, I think, were probably before the First World War. After the First World War. But floral art, well, it wasn't called floral art. Well, it actually started in the Egyptian era.
Right.
I mean, it goes back centuries.
Yes. So what would they have used in the Egyptians? Reeds and whatever it is?
Reeds, mainly a lot of laurel leaves and leaves rather than a lot of flowers. And I think flowers were always a symbol of theirs. Just out of interest, to raise money and to make money, our New Zealand Floral Art Society and the Americans put out a diary every year of floral designs. And that's a very modern one. And they have a design on each page.
So this is the 2020 diary, you've got a week on each page, and the opposite leaf is a picture.
So we put out this diary, and it's quite interesting because all the styles, they can be any. Lots. We have different titles for them to use so that they can be modern concept or traditional designs.
So although it's called floral, a lot of the emphasis is on plant and leaf rather than the flowers themselves.
It's become like that, hasn't
very
it?
Nice.
Yes, well, flora, it's not
yeah,
just
flora,
flowers,
yeah, flora,
it's
really fauna and flora, yeah.
Yeah.
Plants.
Anything that's growing.
Well, Jenny, club members would do their arrangements, which would be photographed, and they would be submitted to the diary editor, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
And it's quite a prestige thing to have your arrangement photographed and put in the diary.
So this, the New Zealand Floral Art Society has its own... Yeah, okay, so these are all local designs that
no,
people...
No, they're all over New Zealand.
From New Zealand, yes.
Yes. And but they have to be submitted to the diary panel.
There's one here with apples on metal spikes with some flowers in the top, and
what are these hanging down?
Some seed pods or something?
Well, I don't know whether it's actually an apple or it's Granny Smith. And they've used Granny Smith's as a container.
And some freesia flowers in the top, and then.
Put some holes in the Granny Smith and put some tubes in it, and then put the flowers inside the tubes.
But these photographs can also be submitted to the Americans, can't they?
Yes.
And we've had some produced.
Yes.
In the American diary.
The American diary, one of our girls has been really interested in submitting several of our good photos that aren't selected for our diary to America, and half of them are usually accepted. And quite a few of us have had in fact, three of our girls from our club, one had the cover design and one had the best design for the American diary last year.
Might that be partly because you have access to different sorts of plants and flowers here, or...?
Could you say that again, please?
Well, yeah, there's different plants and flowers in New Zealand compared, you know, some of the native plants
here.
Yes,
there are. We grow a lot.
You
can get so many things are imported or exported these days. You can just about buy anything if you order them from the florist or... There's not many things you can't get.
No, but I did hear demonstrators from overseas coming to New Zealand saying we have the most amazing variety of plant material in New Zealand.
I think particularly with our leaves, our trees, and the various branches, yes.
Well, we have a moderate sort of a climate, don't we? Really.
Well, the growing seasons as well, the fact that things can grow all year round and you get flowers all year round.
Yes, and good rainfall and good sunshine.
And the length of the country, you get quite different plants growing way up north compared to
south.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Neil, when Jenny was away gallivanting overseas, who looked after the children?
Well, yes, right. Well, might it have happened when they'd left home or not? I'm not sure.
You don't remember?
No,
they just survived on their own somehow.
Well, yeah,
1981.
Well, I suppose I did. Really, I can't remember. Yeah. Frankly, it just happened.
You came back and the children were still alive. So you.
Yeah, that's right.
Somehow
it might have happened.
I think
they'd
all left home.
Yes, I think they might have left home actually.
Yeah.
That stage. Yeah.
Was that because she was away and they weren't getting fed?
Well, I didn't like my cooking. I started floral art and when our youngest, our son, started going to kindergarten. And he's nearly, he's 58 now. So that's a long time ago. And a friend of mine, 55. We decided we'd go to night school. And we'd start doing art.
Was that at QEC?
At QE, Queen Margaret College.
Queen Elizabeth College.
And because we suddenly had a free morning, we could sort out what we wanted to take each week, and we loved it. And the tutor happened to be the president of our floral art club. Mm-hmm. And of course, she talked a lot of us into joining the club, and that's how it all started.
And a lot of those people have stayed with the club through?
A lot of those people aren't with us anymore, of course. No, but yes, I think she stopped teaching after a while, and then, funny enough, then I took over as a tutor at Queen Margaret College when I had got my teacher's exam. So that would have been 20 years later.
So what did you have to do to qualify to become a teacher?
We had lectures for about 3 or 4 months on various aspects of design, horticulture. They were quite extensive. Mm. And then we had to sit an exam. Mm. And we had to do a practical exam, and we had to do a written exam, and you had to have a 70% pass, which was quite steep, really. So we were all pretty thoroughly trained. You know, if you want to be a teacher or a judge, you have to pass the national certificates.
So when you did your practical, you had to stand in front of
students. And I can remember doing the practical bit. We had no idea what we were going to be using. We just was our turn. So it was my turn, right? And I was given the title of horizontal. And they had provided buckets of plant material or containers, and it was all lined up behind so that you could choose your piece once it was your turn. You couldn't choose it beforehand because you might practice. And I remember getting up there and I was so nervous. I didn't even see the flowers. All I could see was all the greenery, and I did a design just with green plant material, leaves and branches and things. I remember using my arms for a horizontal or standing up straight. I was lying down. Yes, so...
So you were part of your...
I passed it, yeah. But I was, and this is what we all had to do, so it was... We had known then you had to sort of written a test too.
So
it was
how
mostly
much,
on design, really.
So how much of this is subjective and personal taste and so on, and how much is it you've studied and you've learnt and these are things you should do?
It's pretty... They're pretty rigid. Yes, as far as design goes, yes.
Okay.
I think any artist, any form of art, you have to know your principles and elements of design. Otherwise it's going to fall over or not.
So what are principles of floral art? Can you suggest one or two?
Well, I'll ask Jane. What
no,
are the principles?
I don't compete, which is why I don't compete now.
No. Colour. Balance.
Texture,
good one. My mind's gone completely blank. And
so the your mechanics, does that come into it? Yeah, the mechanics?
How awful. Anyway,
well, you've tutored or demonstrated, so what would you do if you were doing that? Would you have notes for something?
If I tutor, yes, I usually have some notes. And I like using a blackboard.
Yeah.
I like drawing on the blackboard or writing on the blackboard. I'm a visual learner rather than a lot of people are visual learners. Mm.
So what would you have in your notes as a guide to your teaching?
I would have the type of plant material I wanted them to bring to suit a title.
So the title.
Mm. Yes, whether they... Perhaps I thought, well, today we can just use foliage. So they would know they'd have to bring foliage, a container that would be suitable putting foliage in, the mechanics, and their tools. And yes, they would really know. And then showing them how to do a design using just plant material or foliage, you'd show them ones that would give you height, ones that would give you a round form, and ones that would give you a line. So you're looking for material that are round forms, line forms, and perhaps curly movement.
So, and if you get a lot of the material for your designs from your garden, does that mean in gardening you are preparing the plants so that they would yield?
Yes, you do. You plant your garden and it becomes a real... It's not like a park. Most floral art gardens have got everything but the kitchen sink in it, because that could be useful. Yeah. Here's a wee spot. You're always looking for another spot in the garden.
So it's trying to grow a broad range of plants. Yes. And then do you try and affect the pattern of growth of plants? Or?
Yeah, well, you actually... I think gardening and floral art go well together. And this is where the friendliness comes in, because we all share our plants. We have a sales table and we take a lot of our plants and share them around. And it's great. And you get ideas from somewhere else.
I'm looking out of your window and wondering, do you prune your plants in such a way that the growth will come to give you the right sort of stems you're looking for? And so
probably
on?
Just you grow things in the garden how they should be grown, but I tend to grow what I can use for floral art rather than just annuals all the time.
Does that involve a lot of dried flowers then, rather than...
Well, you can dry. Yes, we use a lot of dried plant material. There are various designs that you can include of dried plant. We do a lot of perhaps pictures or plaques, where, for instance, that container over there has got all dried plant material in it.
Yeah.
And of course, then it keeps for years virtually.
So, do you manipulate plant material, or do you let nature do its thing?
Well, it depends really the titles that you're given. But I prefer, if we have to do something that with a lot of movement, I prefer to look at a piece of plant material that has movement in it. Rather than try and manipulate it into that. But then this is what is fun to do, is manipulating plant material how you want it to do, and this is where the modern concept comes in. Whereas I've always been quite keen on letting nature tell me what it should be doing.
So it's sort of like training some plants to grow in particular ways or something,
yes,
or in the display.
Yes, I think any gardener does that, don't they? When you think of trellises and that sort of thing, they espalier all their plants. It can be very time-consuming, but it's fun.
It's very rewarding to see something you've created and you can...
It is.
That's brilliant.
So what gets people into it? Is it just an interest and enjoyment as a hobby?
Probably if you're a gardener. Although there are a lot of girls who have come to floral art who aren't gardeners and they haven't got a garden. I think it's most people have some form of art form in their head somewhere, whether it's to do with flowers or paint or wood or all sorts. And it just means that with flower arranging you can use it with for so many ideas. I think, and they last.
I was going to say, you've got this a bowl there, as you mentioned, with the dried plant material that still has colour and it can be there for a long time. But for a lot of the other displays, like normal sort of cut flowers and so on, they're not going to last very long at all, are they?
I think that's the fun of it, that you've got to think, I wonder how long that would last. If I look after it, might give me 4 or 5 days. If I'm lucky, it might give me a fortnight.
Yeah.
But then you learn how to condition your plant material before you use it.
Mm. Are there ways of sort of, well, you've got dried flowers, but are there ways of preserving them? You know, you spray something on them?
You can put them in glycerin.
Mm.
You can dry them between leaves of a book something.
Yeah. But can't you put something in the water to keep a flower lasting longer, unless, like lemonade or an aspirin or whatever sugar. They used to?
Yes, and sometimes I've used granola. I used to do the church flowers, and and of course they had to keep for a whole week. And we always used granola in the water, and that helped. Mm. Mm-hmm. I think some people do. Used to put a penny or something in them.
Okay. I have heard of
a penny in the flowers instead of on the plate.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So I would think perhaps granola would kill them, wouldn't it? But
Granola?
Yes.
No, it doesn't. It's like a disinfectant in a way.
Oh, yeah, so it kills the pests that might...
Mm. It keeps, what it does, actually, it keeps the vase inside clean.
Ah, yeah. Mm.
And, of course, a lot of the plant material might be a bit dirty, when you're putting it in. And so if the water's clean and you're building that water up each day, it keeps
then
it...
Then they won't
from
decay.
From keeping it clean.
Okay. Now, I mentioned briefly the idea of big names, and you said yes, there are. So, can you think of any big names in floral art in New Zealand? You said the people who wrote books.
I don't like mentioning just one or two names. Yeah. There's so many of them, but there is one particular woman who is in news today, Francine, I'll give her Christian name, and at the moment she's a very good demonstrator and a teacher, and all during COVID, and I think she's still doing it on Facebook, twice a week she's doing a demonstration, and this has been going on for weeks and weeks and months. And when I go into and see what she's up to this week, there are people literally all over the world that are watching her work, because you know how on Facebook you can put like or
then they usually put
a comment, the country they come from, and it's incredible. They're all over the world.
She's putting videos up and
watching her videos. And I think she's got to know quite a few of them. Some of them comment out loud. She has a microphone. Oh, good morning! And some of those women sitting up till midnight because they're in England, and she's demonstrating at 10 in the morning here in
New Zealand. Live demonstrations. These are all live demonstrations.
They're live, yes. Mm. And then once a month she puts herself in men's working clothes and she becomes Fred. And her husband is not too sure what he does, but he makes a lot of her containers, like a wooden and metal and all sorts of things. And so she becomes Fred, and she shows you how to actually make containers out of wood or blocks or pipes or something. Yeah. And she's an absolute character of a woman.
Where's she from in New Zealand?
Near Tauranga.
Oh, okay.
She's a very nice lady.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, so some character, yeah.
She might even have a design in here. I'm not too sure.
In the diary.
There's a typical design that I'm looking at a floral art diary that New Zealand put out each year.
That's another one with an apple and a flower.
And here's one, a circle just made of pieces of pipe. And then they've got the flowers in the middle there.
Yeah, put the pipe through the holes. Flower stem through the holes.
Mm. But it's quite stimulating, and ideas, we bounce ideas off each other.
Yes.
And once you start thinking of an idea, it just keeps coming.
It does.
And you're with
does.
The company of other like-minded people.
Mm. Mm.
And the results can be quite spectacular.
Yes. It's given me a lot of pleasure. Mm. And I think possibly it came from my grandmother, who used to go out picking all the acorns and she used to dry grapefruit skins and mandarin straw, orange skins, and she would dry them. And grandfather, one of his hobbies was doing woodwork, so he'd make little bowls and boxes and all sorts of things, and she used to cover them all with these dried plant material. And we used to so enjoy going with her to gather the dried stuff, we called it. And I think she was also an artist, and I think it's just I've been lucky. I've probably got a gene there.
You've inherited her. Mm. So this was all in Nelson, wasn't it? Picking up the acorns.
Mm.
Yeah. I think you've inherited her artistic streak.
Yes, lucky.
And it's something you can carry on with indefinitely.
Well, that's true.
Thank you for listening to Manawatu Conversations. This and other recent programs can also be found on the Manawatu People's Radio website, and a range of programs is also available on the Manawatu Heritage website of the Palmerston North City Archive. The address for that is manawatuheritage.pncc.govt.nz.
If you're a fan of NPR, listening to our podcasts and live stream has never been easier. Just search for accessmedia.nz on the App Store or Google Play and download the app with the kiwifruit logo. Once you've got it, pick Manawatu People's Radio from the list of stations and go find your new favourite show.